107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest. It's good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always a pleasure to check in with Martin Ritzma with Stratford and District Agricultural Society. Oh my gosh, so much going on. Martin, it's good to see you. Martin, it looks like you just stepped off the field here.
I was just corn's in the ground and we're working soybean ground. And, you know, a shout out to all the men and women in agriculture. This is a busy time of year and the weather has been on our side. And also a shout out to individuals on the highways, you know, be patient behind those big vehicles that are going up and down the highway, because you know, sometimes their view is not great, but certainly be patient and give them a chance to get to the next field for their work. So yeah, a lot of great things happening in agriculture for sure.
Oh, and let's do a shout out for Stratford District Agricultural Society. The farmers markets continues, but moved outdoors now.
What a weekend last Saturday, you know, the responses of individuals. You know, I can clearly remember one gentleman coming through saying, well, if there was a reason to celebrate, and looking at us at the barbecue. It's just, I looked at it as a bit of maybe a little bit of a sign of normalcy. We know COVID isn't over and respect that fact. In places we should be wearing masks, but to come outside and have outside vendors and to have the barbecue, it sends a positive message right indoors as well. And so a number of the vendors inside came out and acknowledged, saying, wow, it is great to have that piece back.
Oh, and of course, you know, acknowledging some normalcy and, you know, just the smell of the back bacon on a bun and the farmer's sausage. I mean, yeah. Come on.
Without a doubt. And we're a little bit mean in that domain as we fry up those onions. And that tends to tantalize individuals as they go by. And so with that, you know, we had almost 150 back bacon and sausages on the bun last week. And people walking by and said, I had my breakfast this morning, but it's on for next week. Or one person said that, and on the way out, he goes, oh, well, I can't deny this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so yeah, it was amazing to be back. And like I said earlier, it's just a piece of what we do at the Ag Society, and to see that back and the response by our visitors and by our vendors as well. And we know our outside vendors will grow. We had two last week, but as the season unfolds, with things such as asparagus and our apples will be back, and the gardening piece will be back, the plants for gardens. Those numbers outside will grow, and it'll be more of a festive atmosphere inside and out.
Oh, it's going to be a terrific summer with Stratford and District Agricultural Society. Again, the farmers markets continue. Let's remind folks, where, if they haven't had a chance to check it out, where does it all take place?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because when we do the radio ads, they said, I just assume everybody knows, but it is at the backside of the Stratford Rotary Complex, a beautiful location. It's wide open, lots of parking. When you come through for the hazardous waste event that's coming up, you'll come right by it and you'll get a excellent view, a bird's eye view of the market. So just a beautiful location. We're blessed with it. It's got all the amenities, washrooms, etc. But it is a great, great spot. And I want to give out a shout out to two special young men that are running the bird seat. For years, Amos Zare from up Milverton Way ran the bird seat. He's not back, but A&A Birdseed is there, and that's Andrew and Andy with some support from Ron Neeb, one of our board members. They are running the Birdseed spot inside, and so if you get a chance, say hi to Andrew and Andy in A&A Birdseed.
And say hi and drop by with the Farmers Market with Stratford and District Agricultural Society. And we've talked about more events coming up, and another quick shout-out. I know it's early days, but talking about the Stratford Fall Fair for the fall.
Thank you for bringing that up. I am certainly blessed to be fall chair again this year, and we are in the throes of planning the fall fair with an in-person event with all the good things, the home craft division, the school fair division where children in schools enter their prizes. And also a big shout out to Campbell Amusements, who is on board, and they've already started their fair swing. So
that's right,
it is exciting It's exciting to know that that's a strong possibility. We don't know where COVID's going, but I'm looking on the bright side.
I'm thinking of the smell of candy floss, of caramel corn now.
Deep fried something.
There you go. We look forward to that. And there's an urgent need for fans. Of course, Martin, you're so busy in our community with Stratford Perth ShelterLink. We need some fans.
Yeah, thank you. And fans acknowledging the work that's being done. And a shout out to our staff at ShelterLink. Amazing men and women that work there. We had a board meeting last night, and one of the pieces that was brought forward, annually we reach out to the public and say, you know what, if you can support us some way, whether it's monetary or whether it's going out and buying a fan and bringing it to ShelterLink, you can certainly do that. And or you can give me a call if you have questions. I'll share my number and certainly you'll have it posted as well. It is 519-276-9659. We have 14 young people in our facilities, just a wonderful home for these young men and women. And, you know, with the warmer weather, brings some challenges with regards to temperature.
Yeah, and so those electric fans can be generously donated and are needed.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up, Jamie. Oh. I appreciate that.
Okay, so much going on. Martin Ritzma with Stratford End District Agricultural Society, along with Stratford Perth ShelterLink, and so much more. Martin, thank you so much for the details. Let's get back to the farm.
Thank you very much. And you know, once again, a big shout out to the citizens of Stratford for all their support of whatever it is. You talk about the big function tonight, supporting the people in the Ukraine. So many good things happening, and that's what makes Stratford special. So thanks so much.